W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Bastille vs. the Evil Librarians by Brandon Sanderson and Jancy Patterson, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo and Susie Jackson.
Author's Foreword. Alcatraz is an idiot. For those of you who read The Dark Talent, the fifth installment of his memoirs, I don't need to tell you this. I'd also like to apologize for the ending of that last book. Not because I think I'm at fault, but in the way you might apologize for your great-aunt Gertrude when she arrives at your birthday party having forgotten her pants. Seriously, Alcatraz, how could you do that to your readers? Also, go put on some pants. Bastille, am writing this book in Alcatraz's place because he has abjectly refused to do it himself, even though I've begged and threatened him, his lenses, and his potted plants. He assures me that nothing frightens him more than having to continue his autobiography past the moment when he stopped. I'm trying not to take that personally. In the Hushlands, this will be published as a work of fiction, under the pseudonyms of Brandon Sanderson and Jancy Patterson, to hide it from the evil cult of librarians that controls your access to information about the world. By now, you know that the real Brandon Sanderson is a writer of fantasy books so large and boring that even Hushlanders won't read them. The real Jancy Patterson is not only a writer of fantasy, but also of romance, which is the most ridiculously fantastical genre of them all. No self-respecting librarian is going to look here for a biography exposing how their evil ways nearly ended the world as we know it. Besides, have you seen the things Jancy writes? Books about shapeshifter spies and romances about people falling out of canoes. No librarian can figure out how to catalog that. I commend you, Hushlanders, for finding this volume. In the Free Kingdoms, this book will be published as what it is, a completely true account of what happened after the tragic events in the Hybrary. If you haven't read the previous books in this series, might I suggest starting with book one? Otherwise, this book is likely to make no sense at all. To all those who had to suffer while waiting for this volume, you have my deepest apologies, especially those of you who missed the note I snuck in at the end of book five. Particularly those of you who had the Hushlands version, where my note was buried behind a reader's guide or some other sort of librarian nonsense. A conspiracy, if ever I saw one. Regardless.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?